Troy, we're on episode 160, the Adrian Bow and Troy Malcolm podcast. And what an episode to talk about, which is the Stoic philosophy and Stoicism, which is something that is a very, very topical subject typically at the moment, Troy.
Yeah, Adrian, thanks for having me again on the Adrian Bow podcast, episode number 160. You know, Stoicism is an interesting one. We've spoken about this many times on different podcasts, different training sessions, even on our podcast right now. We've discussed it in the past, but the question still remains from so many people. And, you know, you look at some of the great Stoic leaders of the past and also those that are practicing modern Stoicism, the likes of Ryan Holiday. It's a really interesting topic. And I think the more people are aware of it, the more they can kind of start implementing some of the wisdom and resilience into their lives. And so today, I think it was a great point by you before we started recording. I was like, listen, let's talk about Stoicism again. Let's rehash what are those kind of four or five top things that we can relate to business life, but also real estate life, leading into this moment in time in spring where we're coming upon it. I think it's a really important topic. So for those that don't really know or have come across Stoicism as yet, Adrian, what would be your kind of summary in a 20-second summary of Stoicism?
Yeah, it's a good question. So a lot of people know, and as you do, Troy, that I practice Stoicism. You know, it's something that I've made part of my life, and it's something that that I find it's a critical component of my life in order to maintain some sort of consistency and balance. And it means different things for different people. So, you know, even a lot of modern psychology, psychotherapy, and psychology basically is based on cognitive behavioral therapy, but even based on just Stoic philosophy. So, you know, if people, you know, don't know what it means or have had no exposure to it, I mean, Ryan Holiday is probably the best modern spokesperson for it. And The Daily Stoic, which is a book I hand out to a lot of people I know, is outstanding because what it basically does, Troy, it's got 365 meditations, but they're not meditations in the true sense of a meditation. They're basically Stoic quotes from the greats, which could be Seneca, Aurelius, Epictetus. And then what Ryan Holiday does is provides a modern interpretation of those meditations or those quotes, you know. So a lot of people think, okay, that's a start. So I would strongly recommend if anyone's looking to get involved, that's a great book to get involved in. He's also got a podcast, Troy, which is the Daily Stoic. So I'd be getting into that. But effectively, if I had to sum it up, I'd say, look, there's four basic virtues which the great Stoics believe in, okay, which is wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation, okay? Now, virtues is obviously a great way to live your life and to live a virtuous life. So wisdom, justice, courage, moderation. So if you apply that in real estate, in your health, in your relationship, in prospecting, in spirituality, whatever it is, then that's a really good start. The second main thing I tell people is that all the Stoics talk about protecting your emotional health, which they talk about the inner citadel. And the inner citadel is that metaphorical fortress deep within inside you that can be affected. It can be affected. And it's not about being a robot, but it's about being strong and resilient. And the main part of that is ensuring that if an outcome occurs and it's an adverse outcome in your life, which could be as extreme as, you know, a really serious health issue, or it could be as basic as just losing a listing, then it's not the final outcome. It's just one of many outcomes. And probably the third pillar, which is probably the easiest to interpret and decipher, is that life is not about what happens to you. It's how you interpret what happens to you and how you leverage that and what you do with that. You know, so there's a saying which is life is, you know, 10% what happens to you and 90% about how you interpret that. So I think they're the sort of three main pillars in terms of virtues, about resilience. And probably the other main one from my point of view, Troy, is they've got this, what they call a serenity prayer, which is, please give me the courage to understand what I can control, and the strength to ignore what I can't control, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay, so basically controlling the controllables, which is a modern day version of that, if you like, Troy.
Yeah, and you know, even to go a little bit deeper on that, you know, focusing on what you can control, it's actually the fundamental principle of Stoicism. And that distinguishing between what is within your control and what's not. You know, there's a lot of external events right now in the world, Adrian, and other people's actions that are beyond our control. But like you said, it's how you respond to them creates, you know, it is entirely up to you, but by accepting how you respond to them and directing your energy towards what you can control, you actually free yourself up from the unnecessary worry and stress. And I think a lot of the hypotheticals we face in real estate today, right now in this moment, they're unnecessary. Yes, there are things that we can control, and we talk about the outer market and the inner market, and we've spoken about that for many decades in our coaching training. But taking away that and freeing yourself of that worry and stress will actually create a better outcome and a better present moment for yourself, to be actually embrace what is right now in the world. Adrian, the other one that I talk about a little bit is the acceptance of the present moment. The Stoics, in a lot of my reading with the Stoics, they talk about embracing the the present moment, not have attachment to the future or the past, and removing that anxiety about the future. It actually gives you more of a realistic and kind of rationale acknowledgement of the way things are. And by, you know, you've said this so many times, by practicing the acceptance, you can actually find, you know, peace of mind, and it actually enables you to make clearer decisions. And I think about it in a lot of the deals that are happening right now by the top performers, they do seem to have a really clear path of decision making. And even buyers and sellers right now, if you give them a lot of what's happening in the present moment and not thinking about what happened in the past 24, 36 months or what could potentially happen in the future, you can make clearer decisions. Well, what's the market right now? Where's the buyer at? Where's the seller at? How do we bring this deal together that it's a win-win for all? And how do we move on to the next step of the journey? Actually can pay huge dividends in real estate sales or real estate business as well. They're two that really resonated. I've got a couple of others, Adrian, as well, which is one that we and you fall into, which is the self-discipline and daily habits. You know, you've got to be able to control all aspects of your life, whether that be your emotional state, your relationships, your professional well-being, your training. What we strongly encourage, always developing yourself. You can actually create that state of mind of abundance. And I know that this is one that really resonates with you and really extends, you know, the learning and how you create calmness around always being a student as opposed to being the master in every scenario actually enabled the Stoics to grow and find that inner peace.
Yeah, it's incredible how such an ancient philosophy, isn't it, Troy? And yet, you know, Stoicism or resilience, whatever you want to call it, it's just got such a place in everyday life, especially in real estate. I mean, real estate is really one of those industries, no matter which vertical you're working, whether it's property management, leadership, sales, or whatever it might be, there's always challenges that are going to come up, and there's always things that are thrown at you. And you know, if you stick to that process around, okay, well, I can't control what happens, but I can control how I interpret it and what I do with it. I mean, if that's your foundational approach to most of your day-to-day practices, you know, it's really going to set you up for massive success. I mean, you know, you just talked about, you know, the external marketplace and all the variables that happen in real estate. It's so easy to get caught up in, isn't it, Troy? Like, how many agents do we talk to sometimes who are just so consumed by inflation, so consumed by interest rates, so consumed by the lack of stock? I mean, I get that these are all objective realities, but there's a whole bunch of other agents who don't necessarily ignore them, but acknowledge them, accept them, but then choose to focus on a 10 out of 10 listing presentation, choose to focus on daily discipline prospecting and treat it like a listing appointment in their diary and don't deviate, and then choose to focus on a world-class open for inspection, a world-class marketing plan, a set-to-sell meeting, weekly face-to-face vendor management and weekly buyer meetings, and then suddenly their business is far less affected than others that are just consumed by all these external factors. So I think daily habits and treating life and real estate in digestible daily chunks is a far better approach than what you mentioned, which is focusing on the future, which creates anxiety, focusing on the past, which creates a form of depression. And I think one of the early pioneers of this was Eckhart Tolle in his book, The Power of Now, which he really was just talking about bringing it to an extreme where the past actually doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist, all there is today. And imagine if every agent in every office in every state across the country was focusing on the power of now and being present, whether that's at a listing appointment, whether that's at a prospecting session, whether that's with a vendor, whether that's with a buyer. Imagine just basically eliminating all the white noise apart from that one activity and focusing on that one thing. And another great book, which is Gary Kelleher, The One Thing, which is also not dissimilar, which is what we're talking about, focusing on the one thing. Imagine the productivity levels, Troy, if that was to happen.
Yeah. And also, you're exactly right, Adrian. It'd be an exciting business to be part of. But those that are doing the best now, I've noticed that they've actually recognized that, life is full of challenges and hardships. And, if you fear them or avoid them or you get hung up on them, the chances of past them actually becomes 10 times harder. That, create that resilience and just accept that it is right now and the adversity that you're facing doesn't last forever. Every storm runs out of rain. You better cope with those setbacks and you can, maintain that composure of life's uncertainties. And I just feel as if right now in real estate, there's probably quite a few agents around the country that need to hear that. If they're not performing at the level that they think they should be at, if they're not doing as much as they were in the past 2 years, these times change and there'll be a lot of stock. And it's been indicative of a lot of the coaching clients that I have. Their numbers coming in to early spring are actually quite high. They've been performing a lot of appraisals in a lot of the metropolitan markets, both, eastern states of Australia, Sydney, Brisbane and Victoria in Melbourne. And I feel as if there will be a shift. And I feel as if those that are really quite stoic in their approach and realise that the opportunity is now and the challenges that they face are going to be better in the future because they're going to be able to build market share and, really develop that inner strength, they're going to win. They're going to win in this next 6 months towards the tail end of this calendar year.
Absolutely. And I was actually just in a coaching session before talking to someone. And when we're talking about the power of now and focusing what you can control, he just said to me, "Barry, I'm just doing exactly what you told me. I'm eliminating all the white noise. And one big rock that I focus on, and that's Dr. Fred language about, having a couple of big rocks a day, is I make sure that I speak to 40 people every single day, usually with an AM in front of it. And without fail, I'm booking in one face-to-face appointment at the end of those 40 actual conversations. And that could be a listing appointment, a market appraisal. He said, I just did what you told me. I haven't discriminated between either. It's just that everything we do and say is a means to an end to achieve a face-to-face, because data's great, but a face-to-face is where a relationship starts. And when a relationship starts, that's when you can start retargeting or reconnecting with these people and actually adding value about just listed, just sold, stories, auctions, whatever else has happened. So it was very refreshing to hear that person, and it's not a coincidence, actually, this person's in Momentum at the moment and is doing really well. And, it was only 6 months ago where he felt a bit lost, But also, Troy, people need to understand that we're all fallible. Like, I'm talking this way, you're talking this way. way. And, you know, we're saying we practice stoicism in our life, but I've got to tell you, you know, I'm very fallible. Like even in the last couple of weeks, you know, I've had some headspace issues where, you know, I've focused on the wrong things and really had to remind myself to focus on what I could control. So, you know, this happens to everybody and it won't go away. You know, whether it's the voice in your head, which is there to doubt you and seduce you, whether it's distractions, whether it's getting too consumed in, you know, the news or some negativity, it will happen to all of us. You know, it's just that if you do stand for something, you've got less of a chance for falling for anything, you know, and I've just chosen to stand with stoicism. I do get off track. I am vulnerable. You do get flat. You do sometimes, you know, make mistakes. But the idea is that you can rely on that inner citadel, that metaphorical fortress, and go back to your daily habits. And with those daily habits, you know, we all know that if it includes daily prospecting, daily exercise, daily meditation, daily journaling, and a couple of face-to-face appointments in the real estate world, and you just focus on that in digestible chunks and then you repeat it the next day. Not every day is going to be perfect, but you know, over that 30-day period, you're likely to get more in momentum than not.
Yeah, and you're exactly right, Adrian. You know, the takeaways, I would love to say that we're perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect stoic life, but it is definitely not. But I think where I mainly call on, you know, the stoicism side or, you know, the school of thought is, do you get in those slumps? What can you bounce back to or rely on to get you out of that? And you know, the four or five key points that we've discussed today, there's some practical insights that you can use, and there's a whole stack of others we've mentioned, you know, different podcasts and whatnot. You can go on, anyone that is interested, you just jump online and go to Google and type in stoic takeaways, come up probably 15 to 20 within a millisecond of what you can be doing in life to encourage this kind of self-discipline and behavior and self-control in all aspects of your life. But Adrian, I agree. I like their way of thinking. I try to implement it as much as I can into my life, into business as well. But, you know, everyone is always learning. And I think you never really overcome a challenge until you face a challenge. And so a lot of the challenges we're facing over the past couple of years have been the first time that we have faced them. So the more we develop, the more we learn, the more situations we put ourselves in, the better we create that inner strength, as we've spoken about today.
Yeah, and also surrounding yourself, Troy, with not hundreds, but literally like on the people you could count on one hand, that if you do get off track, you know, that you can call upon each other. I mean, you and I are very fortunate that we act as that for each other. You know, we speak most days, but there's some days, mate, you know, where I'll call you or you'll call me and say, mate, just feeling a bit off track at the moment, or headspace is sort of starting to deviate or wander. And, you know, and if you've got that trust, and it's almost like a form of accountability, you know, the other person will always be like, come on, mate, let's just focus on what we can control. Remember the serenity prayer about the Stoics, which is, you know, have the wisdom to know the difference between, you know, what you can and can't control. Focus on the four virtues, etc. But even just having a conversation, because you know, when that voice does appear in your head and it starts to doubt you or seduce you, you've really got to give the advice to yourself that you would to a friend. Because if a friend called you and said, "Oh, mate, everything's a disaster," you know, "I'm thinking about, you know, committing suicide," or what, you would go out of your way to say, "Hey, just mate, no, trust me, everything's going to be fine." Or you need, so you almost need to do that to yourself. But if that's not possible, and obviously suicide is the extreme version, but even if it's just, you know, getting completely off track mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is, you really need to have that very short form of you know, high quality people around you that you can call upon at any stage. And I think whether they're colleagues, mentors, friends, I think that that's just so critical, Troy. Then I would highly encourage everyone creates that relationship and actually has an open discussion about it as well, and just say, hey, let's have a quid pro quo. If we're either of us are feeling off track, do you mind if we just call each other? You know, you don't have to be best friends, but you can be accountability partners or peer partners, and just to help each other get back on track.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, AB, as always, let's keep on. Episode number 160 coming to an end. I'd love to hear the thoughts of the listeners. Reach out on social, reach out to Adrian or myself, and let us know how Stoicism has helped you. We've spoken about it a few times on this podcast. We'll probably speak about it a few times more because it is one of those beliefs and structures that I truly believe in, and I know it's worked for me in the past, and I know Adrian, you're a big believer as well. So, love to hear everyone's thoughts. Until next, actually, Adrian, we're going to do a double episode this week, aren't we? We're going to
absolutely
again towards the end of the week. We've had a little bit of a break in our schedules that we allowed to do a couple of posts this week. So keep an eye out for the next episode. But this is episode number 160 coming to an end.
Absolutely, and live with virtue, Troy, as I like to sign off on many of my little videos, and I hope that resonates with everyone. And thank you, Troy, always for your professionalism and scholars, and always being on point.
Awesome. Thanks, AB. See you all again very soon, listeners.
Thank you.